Things of God, and not on things of the earth. And we have too many earthly minded believers. They're too earthly minded. And look what the New Living says. I'm going to read it from the New Living. Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, since you have been raised to new life with Christ, do what? Set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Where does he sit? The place of honor at God's right hand. Why would we? But by the way, my title and my subject tonight, take your place. Taking your place. Say that, I'm going to take my place. Taking your place. Why would you have such a place of honor and forfeit it, living in the natural realm, acting like a natural man? And a natural man is a defeated man when it comes down to the things of the spirit. You have been given such honor to be raised up in Christ, with Christ, and made to sit there with him, where you have authority over all the works of darkness. Now, this is why God put this prayer in. We've been over it, and we're going to continue to go over it and over it and pray and mention that you do it personally in your private time, your personal time. And he is endeavoring. It is his endeavor to get you and me and us to this place. So, we talked about being joined to the Lord, right? So, he is endeavoring to get us to this place with him. We are there in our new birth. And when you receive Jesus, you were raised up and made. And we'll read that in just a minute. But he's endeavored to get this to us. And he'll help me to say it tonight, where I believe was strike a note in your spirit, like it hasn't done in the past. That you are seated with Christ at the right hand of the Father God, with authority over the one that he has defeated. And his victory over Satan and all the demons, all the co-hosts of darkness, his victory over them is as you and I did it. That's what it's like. That's what he wants you to see. You whipped him. Now think about this now. See, when you think about Jesus up there at the right hand of God, but poor little me, that's a natural man. That's carnal thinking. That's wrong thinking. He said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 16. But you have the mind of Christ. What you mean to have the mind? You got the mind of the anointing. Or you got the mind of the anointed one, because Christ is the anointed one. So, if and it has, if this has happened, why is it that it's been so, that among the saints we are so hesitant to step forward and become courageous, bold? In some way, we ought to be vicious. But our place and position with him. But we allow circumstances, pressure, opinion of men, influence of demons, evil spirits. I feel this. I feel bad about this. I feel tired. I know you have to rest. That's why we sleep. But some of us believers, we are letting too much rule us. And it pulls us over into a place where we are lazy. Easier to give up responsibility and commitments. Just a little pressure come, we back off. When we was in Vietnam, and they taught us unity, oneness, sticking together, performing, fighting, operating as a unity, one. And believers, once we grasp this truth, I'm saying this, and I pray you're listening to me tonight. Once we grasp this truth and get it in our spirit, I'm after it like I've never been before. The Lord said something to me, and I'll say it again to you. I never thought about it like that. And it bears repeating. He said, when you come to the place of knowing who you are in me and with me, knowing and has revelation knowledge. I'm going back to that prayer that I didn't mention. I started, but I get that. And you have the revelation knowledge of this truth. He said that I never thought about it. He said, just like I told the man Jairus, his name, who daughter, he said, my daughter's dead. Would you come lay your hand on her, she may live? And she shall live. Let it be healed and she shall live. And then during the course of the woman with issue blood got healed. And one of the people from Jairus' house came to and said, don't bother Jesus, she's dead now. He said she was sick. And they came with the report, she's dead, now leave him alone. Jesus did what? Immediately turned to Jairus and said, only believe and your daughter shall what? Live.